Hey guys, it's the first episode of the new season, and let's just say, this one's a doozy. Today we sit down with, you know him, you love him, it's Tyler Wilson.
We talk freckles, frats, family, film, and fuzzy dice.
We are so back. This is the Bechdel Test.
Hey guys, it's me, Sophia. I know you haven't heard my voice in a while, but the Bechdel Test is back. Emily, Simon, feel free to join in whenever you want to.
Heck yeah, we are. We're back, baby.
Hell yeah.
And this is Emily speaking.
That's Emily Driver, guys.
And this is Simon.
Simon Marot.
That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah. Simon Marot, not to be confused with Marot or Marotti. I actually heard someone unironically say Marotti the other day.
Okay, who?
Like Marotti on the
potty. I actually can't remember.
Let's track him down.
I actually can't remember. And also, we're not allowed to say names on the podcast, so.
We're not allowed. Okay.
We're not allowed.
Who made that rule up?
You just, well, Emily just said Biden. Her name, so that she already obviously violated that rule.
Shoot.
Okay.
You're
Sophia
right.
Sophia said her name before me, so I don't know why I'm in
Sophia
trouble.
Sophia says her name all the time, though.
It's always
she
me,
speaks
me,
in the
me,
third
me.
Person
it's always me,
every
me, me, me. Or
sentence.
her. Sophia, Sophia, Sophia.
Right.
Guys, how has your?
I think it's been great.
December through March 22nd, Ben? That's my question for you.
Jam-packed and fun-filled.
Like, with what? Your summer opportunities?
I've been going to Jump Zone a lot.
Jump Zone?
Jump Zone.
What's
I've never
that?
Heard of it.
Jump Zone.
What's that, Simon?
I'm unfamiliar.
Jump Zone
Please.
Is like, have you heard of altitude?
I don't know.
Okay, well, so these are
Sky Zone.
Okay, well, so for Arkansas people, people that are not as well off, we go to trampoline parks.
Oh.
And it's really fun because it smells great in there because people are taking off their shoes and you can put on little cool socks that kind of stick. But
Simon, you don't have to say people. You can just say I.
Can I also say, what does this have to do with our economic status? You said for people that are less well off, they go to trampoline parks.
Simon,
no,
those
I said
because
you go to Sky
money.
Zone and I go
those
to Jump
off.
Zone and
you
altitude.
You said for people that are more well off, we go to trampoline. I mean, I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Okay,
I don't know.
Guys,
yeah.
Can we please just talk about the political and economic state of the world, please, for 1 second?
You can. I don't want to do that.
So, spring break happened. actually, Emily went to Arkansas.
I did.
Along with our treasurer, Luke Miller.
And that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Our treasurer, Luke, can we
that?
Just shout him out real quick?
He's a great guy.
He works tirelessly for
Day
this podcast.
Day and night.
Guys, because like the cash
be
flows...
Without-
The
oh
cash flows are insane, okay?
Yeah, because for spring break, we had a lot of options. We were going to go to the DR, the PR.
What does PR stand for?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Oh, sorry.
We were going to go to Australia. We debated that for a second.
Barcelona. Ibiza.
And we decided on Arkansas.
To go to all
and
of
it
them.
Was,
so.
Oh, and Bora Bora was another big one that we were talking
right.
about.
Right.
But we decided on Arkansas, and honestly, it was a great decision.
It was great, yeah.
And
was.
That's my third
well,
time
what did
there,
you do there?
And, okay, cut me off. That's fine.
What'd you do there?
We had a good time. We went to Fayetteville, Bentonville, Little Rock, and it was a great time. We went to University of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And
go Hogs, Woo Pig.
Woo Pig, Go Hog. And
she's good.
Go One Hog.
Go Hog. Go Razorbacks. And
Razorbacks.
I had lots of Southern food. I had La Hacienda.
Well, that's not really Southern food. That might be called Mexican food.
So that's Tex-Mex.
Well, there's no Tex in that mix.
It was Arc-Mex. Okay?
My family's actually originally from Texas, so please don't equate Arkansas.
Our treasurer is also from El
to
Paso,
Texas.
That's enough talking about Luke. If he wanted
that's on-
any
honestly
listeners
fair
from
enough.
El Paso,
honestly,
call in.
Honestly, fair enough. Oh, speaking of which.
Oh, yeah, funny you should mention.
We're changing things up today, aren't
we're
we,
getting
Sophia?
A little crazy today on this episode, and also on all future episodes. We are allowing callers into the Bechdel test. Yeah, you heard me right. Emily, you want to explain a little bit about what it is we're talking about?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
So at any time, you can call us today, and we will answer.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And it's crazy because this is live right now.
This is live. You call, we pick up.
Yeah.
and we'll have a good time with you, okay?
Oh, and I'm looking on, like, the live count. It looks like we have 40,000 tuned in right 40K now.
40,000 and growing,
growing, getting more subscribers, more listeners as we speak.
Right. And the live chat is so funny. I'm reading through it.
I love it.
They're saying really funny things about Emily.
You guys are crazy. You guys are insane.
But actually, on a serious note, I'm really grateful for you guys.
I actually love you guys a lot. You know,
even though you guys make jokes in the live chat, like, and I know you guys are saying, "Oh, Simon, you sound funny," like you,
Simon,
you're stupid,
your
like stop speaking.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think they said that.
Well, you're not reading the messages I'm reading.
Are they private DMs?
Yeah.
Well, there's another live chat that like only me and Sophia can read.
Yeah, it's private. Sorry.
What? What?
Don't Emily.
I thought that was cool to mention.
Wait, I don't have any private. I only see the main chat.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's the one we're talking about.
That's
actually
no. You just said you had your own chat.
Women.
What are you saying in there? And why would you need?
Happy Women's History Month, by the way.
Okay, is that what it's for? Is it an affinity group? Or?
Yes, it is.
For just the podcast, it's for women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just us.
Okay,
just
I'll start my own then.
With myself,
because I am my biggest fan.
Well, that's important.
And so my mom is a big fan, people don't talk about it enough,
but self-esteem is actually really important.
It is really important. And Sophia, did you get a lot of do you have a lot of self-esteem right now because you won something recently?
Wait. Oh my God, thank you for bringing this up.
Yeah, no problem.
Yesterday, so I'm actually let me go back a little bit. This second half of the semester, because we just got back from spring break, I'm trying to focus on making myself uncomfortable. What? Why would you do that? Because a wise person once said, in the summer I turned pretty. Oh. he said...
Yeah, let's quote that show.
He said that my mom said that you're not growing if you're comfortable. And that was the main girl's sister. And so...
That was the first time someone ever said that before.
And he goes to Princeton.
So we can trust him. The main girl, Lola Ting's brother on the show. Summer I Turned Pretty?
He's a Princeton guy.
Yeah, he got in.
Oh, so that's cool. I haven't seen him on campus. But.
So I said, what am I going to do that's uncomfortable? And so I joined into an... eating competition for cap and gown. It's called Battle of the Bones. It happens yearly. And the way it works is that every class has a team composed of three people, two wings eaters and one corn eater. I was a corn eater.
Mm-hmm.
And all this week I was very nervous about how I was going to eat my corn on the cob very quickly.
Yes.
And guys, I ate it very quickly because I tied for first.
With
what?
With the senior class.
With the whole class?
No, with the team, the senior class team.
Like the sophomores tied the seniors, or you tied the corn eater?
I tied the senior corn eater. Who's seasoned, by the way. I actually didn't do the vertical because I didn't do the vertical. But okay. Someone else did the vertical.
The vertical is a strategy Sophia was trying to show us the night before, in which, I mean, I don't know how to describe what you were doing.
So it's the fastest way to eat a corn on the cob. It's where you... take
you
the corn on the
cob,
you hold it vertically, and you, like, scrape it off with your top teeth, like, pulling the corn on the cob. You shuck it with your teeth.
Yes.
But I wasn't able to do that because my teeth are too sensitive. Thank you, Mom and Dad. But I tied for first, though that our class did get third overall. But not because of me.
You
thanks.
Carried.
Guys, I actually think it's time to move on
to
the guest.
Our poor guest has been sitting
sorry
here.
About that.
We had a lot to talk about. Sorry. Simon.
I'm not the guest.
But do you want to introduce our guest?
Oh, that's what you were saying.
That's what I was saying.
Today on the podcast, we sit down with a Ginger Jerry, a film Franny, an improv Izzy, and a stylish Sally. That's right. It is Tyler Wilson.
Woo!
Can I talk now?
Yes,
is that
you
all right?
Can.
Now?
Yes.
The live chat is going crazy right now.
Guys.
The live chat's going wild, dude.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
They're so excited
to
hear.
Oh, they just said something really mean. We might have
okay.
to mute it.
I can mute them. That's
thank
fine.
You.
Oh, I don't like that. Okay.
Go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, that was really hard for me to sit there and not contribute for that amount of time.
What
that,
did you want to contribute? You can
there's
say
a lot of corn jokes to be made.
Like, okay, let's hear them.
Well... the time's gone. It's coming and it's gone.
Okay, that sounds like a really sad excuse.
Here, I can give you one.
But it's, you know, yeah.
Well, don't be corny with it.
Oh! Watch
son,
out.
Stop swallowing the whole corn cob. You might get constipated.
That's
oh,
a good one.
That's good.
A good one.
I like
you.
It. Do you have another one?
Thank
in the
you.
Corn maze, I felt I was being stalked. It was eerie.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, that's a good one. Interesting. That one is good.
Guys, so can we stop this, actually? Because I have a question for Tyler. How was your spring break, buddy?
My spring break?
Yeah.
My spring break was nice. It was relaxing. It was fun. I went to the Dominican Republic.
Hello, DR.
I went to Punta Cana.
Punta Cana.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you go with? What were the activities?
Oh, brother.
I went with the who, what, when where, why,
and how.
Or my preferred version is highlight, low light, and a morsel of gossip.
Jesus. Oh,
I like that.
Highlight, low light, morsel of gossip.
Indeed.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
Actually, there's like... Well,
no gossip.
There's no
boring,
gossip. That's
boring.
What I was gonna say.
Boring.
It was a relatively drama-free kind of week, but it was fun. It was good. I mean, I think that the highlight was probably just being on the beach with my pals.
And heck yeah,
just getting some sun. I kind of freckled and tanned a bit.
You look beautiful.
Thank
by
you.
The way,
I'm glowing.
You are.
Also, for context, like a third of Princeton University was in
the
Dominican
it was like
Republic
me and a lot of other
break.
People. But that was nice. It was good. Like, I felt like I made new friends, actually, which was kind of awesome.
And when you say you freckle, is that like you do henna tattoos on your face? Or like what happens there?
So, no, actually. So, super funny you ask, and that's a common misconception.
Yeah.
So, basically, what happens is when I go in the sun, I get freckles. And it's like how people typically tan, except
like,
I do it in blotches.
Opposite. It's the opposite.
Is it like tan lines? Like, are you putting
I
like
do
a
have,
over
yeah.
Your face?
So this is, I
that's
was
a good
tucked
idea.
In. I was tucked in under a blanket for most of it. The sun is strong there. Okay. I think the thing about freckles and tan lines is that I actually have like a perpetual farmer's tan because of the, it's the freckle gradient. And it kind of, it's very strong on my low arm and very weak.
That's
on
what people
my
say about
shoulder.
You.
And it just looks like, it's not pleasant sometimes, but that's all right. I love my freckles. As my mom told me, they're angels' kisses.
That's true.
Oh. You know what? My mom told me the same thing.
Really?
Kids bullied me. I was little.
You don't have freckles.
I had them when
you
I was little, and
them.
I went through a really painful procedure
You're
to get them all removed.
You're appropriating Tyler's lived
yeah, that's
experience.
Kind of a little weird to try to kind of co-op my story like that.
I just was saying...
okay. That's really...
And
like
I do think
mean.
We have like different traumas, right?
Okay.
But mine is... People bullied me for having freckles, and I said they're angel kisses. And they said, oh,
I
we'll
hate
just...
when people say that they got bullied for having freckles. I don't believe you.
I got bullied for having freckles.
No, I don't believe any of you.
I was told freckles. I looked like a giraffe.
You
I
guys are both attractive.
So bad when I was.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
thank
wow.
You.
Okay.
That
was,
wow.
That.
You
okay.
Have an agenda.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just speaking my truth.
Wow.
Thanks. What were you saying?
Needless to say, I was begging for freckles. I would pray every night to get freckles.
You
pray
for freckles?
God. I did.
What
did
what
I never
you
got
get,
them.
What did you get bullied for instead?
That's a question.
Thanks.
I was like the fat kid.
Oh my God. Well, that's really sad. Jesus.
Okay.
Let's stop talking about that. Let's go back
all
to
right,
Tyler.
All right, let's do a low light.
Okay, low
left.
Light.
Emily
low light
studio.
From spring break.
Emily, don't open
gonna,
the live
I
chat
think,
right
I
now.
Think
don't
stop.
Open.
Emily,
stop.
They're crucifying
guys,
you.
Guys, this is... listeners, don't be mean. Don't be
oh
mean.
Oh my God. I just read one.
Okay,
what
Tyler,
I say? What
over
I say?
Ran
Tyler.
That bullying right back. Low light. What happened?
Huh? Okay, morsel of gossip.
Like,
we need
you
a morsel of
wait,
gossip.
No, you
gossip.
Did
I don't have
you
gossip.
Have such a good low light. There was...
I'm getting to it.
Okay,
I'm getting
tell
to
us.
The low light.
I'm
okay,
getting...
I didn't realize... Sorry, I didn't realize this was a race.
Emily, please.
I'm sorry, I'm just dying to hear
okay,
it.
Okay, low light, everyone!
Woo!
The resort was kind of ass in many ways. I mean, I'll say... Okay, the facilities were nice. Beach, beautiful. That's not their doing. That's nature. So that's kind of a given. So you can't really give them too many points for that.
True.
The pool and stuff was good, and the room had high ceilings.
Okay.
Besides that, I mean, let me tell you, the food, inedible. Okay.
Oh my God.
You
okay.
Could not
they
even...
gave you one edible just for the entire
literally,
stay.
And it was inedible, the one
it was
edible.
Inedible.
Inedible.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Inedible. And I think I went the whole week with basically out not even needing any protein. So
no
I was
protein.
Just
what
so
eat?
Weak by the end of it. I'll
what
tell
did
you
eat?
Much. What did I eat? I had a lot of rice and
okay.
A lot of fruit. The fruit was good. You can't mess up fruit.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that this place was your last resort?
We're gonna get. Oh my God. Guys, as you can see, Simon still got it. He didn't lose it with 2024.
That's awesome.
Thank you, live chat. They're really eating that one up.
And, like, what were the other guests like?
The other guests were, one more thing I want to say is that there was also no running water for a whole day. For a full day.
And that's the truth.
Did you clog the toilet?
I did not, actually. I was mid brushing my teeth. And it sputtered out. I thought I broke it, actually, because I have a sort of a complex where I just take blame for things.
We need to work. We've been working on that, Tyler. We've been working on that.
But then I learned that it was a resort-wide problem.
Okay.
And that affected me and all of the other people that were at the resort. And, you know, like, we were there, like you said, big Princeton crowd, but also, like, a huge, like, groups of frat guys and like
hell yeah, dude.
A lot of OSU, a lot of U of no Alabama, a lot of OSU, yeah. A lot of Alabama. UGA? Met some guys. You too. Huh?
Was there UGA there?
I know. I'm sorry.
Is there some guy you want to hear about or something?
I think she's just hometown pride.
That's yeah.
Oh, UGA.
Go Dogs.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was the dog.
That's what they do.
Who let a dog in here?
Oh shoot! Wait, we got a caller.
We have a caller.
We got a caller.
Do we actually?
Yeah, we have a caller. Guys, I didn't know. Oh, I didn't think God. This was actually going to work.
Wait.
Oh my God.
It's worse. Simon, what's his name?
Will you put the caller on?
Yeah, let me see if
it's,
I can.
It's what's Stefan?
Stefan?
Yeah, it's Stefan.
Okay.
All right, Stefan.
Hey. This is Stefan calling. I was one of the guys actually at the resort over spring break, and I just think that kind of what this guy Tyler's saying on here is just
Hey, I don't want to cut you off. Do you have a question for Tyler?
Yeah, sort of more. Yeah, I have a question for Tyler.
What's your question?
Okay. Hi, Stefan. Nice to meet you.
Like, what gives you the fucking right, bro? No. To come here, to go to Punta Cana and just be fucking, I mean, you're just so ungrateful. Your ungratitude is crazy.
Was the running water or lack thereof not a problem for you and the other frat guys as well?
We lick each other clean. We were completely fine with that.
Oh my God. Well, I'm glad you're like close to each other.
We're a bunch of dogs. We're a bunch of UGA dogs.
Well, I don't think they're probably drinking a lot of Natty Light, so the water wasn't really a problem.
So we don't endorse underage drinking on this podcast.
No, we do not.
Yeah, I didn't partake in that.
You should shut the fuck up. Well, who are you to judge me for underage drinking?
Stefan, what did you and the other frat guys, woof woof, think of the Princeton crowd there?
They were alright. I mean,
any hot chicks that you got to see?
Well, don't assume, or guys. Emily.
Right. Or guys, sorry.
No, I'm not into that.
not into okay. Okay.
Yeah, some fine chicks or whatever.
Like who? I'm getting the sense that you weren't very successful on this trip in that way.
And it's okay. It's okay.
It's just been hard for me.
You're a bit too busy licking your brother's clean.
So my brother's kind of taking it out on me a bit. You know, it's just
what do you,
like,
what do you mean? What do you mean?
Because
we do have to report stuff if it's like...
if it's a problem.
You know, they call me... they call me No Bitches Steffi. No Bitches Steffi, because I don't... It's like
I'm not.
It's not a very creative name.
Yeah. They're not very creative people. Just.
But you are. I
feel like Tyler hasn't spoken, so I just
feel attacked because I just came on this podcast and I don't know. You guys are letting people talk right now who are just okay, like
we'll
insulting
turn
me.
Well, yes,
why don't we send Steffi away?
No Bitches Steffi clearly has an issue. Do you have any advice for No Bitches?
I think No Bitches Steffi should be kinder to people, and then maybe he wouldn't be so no bitch. Maybe he would have more bitches.
That's a great point,
Steffi. You hear that? We got to send you away, buddy.
I just hung up on him already.
Okay, well, that was fun. Okay. Good first caller.
That, yeah, great first call.
Okay, that was that?
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
He just was uncomfortable, though.
No,
he
was really able to kind of speak from the bottom of his heart.
Exactly.
Be vulnerable.
In today's day and age, it's very hard for frat men to express how they're feeling.
I guess
it's kind of hard for frat men out there today.
Their life is difficult.
They have a hard time. They have a hard time.
Steffi, I mean... He was open with us, and I do really appreciate that.
Shout out.
Hopefully I hope that his brother stopped bullying him.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Were you ever bullied as a child?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
We just talked about that.
I
already have my answer.
I You have an like oh, for so me.
She,
or,
think about
what
her,
do you think I was
questions.
Bullied for?
Well, you were bullied for your freckles.
This is true. Yes, okay. I did.
You told
that
me
before.
That.
So you're a good. You're a strong listener.
I was testing myself. Actually,
that's awesome.
What were you bullied
for? Let's hear about your childhood in general.
My childhood.
Where'd you grow up? Let's do a little brief life story. How much can you squeeze in?
Yeah, I can squeeze.
Two
let me
minutes.
See. Okay, 2 minutes. I was born in New York City. I grew up in Connecticut.
Sorry, which part of Connecticut?
Riverside, Connecticut.
I thought it was Greenwich.
Well, that's Riverside's right. In Greenwich.
Okay,
so,
got it.
Yeah,
got
okay.
It. Understood.
Oh,
understood. Okay, I see. Understood.
I just didn't want to, you know, make it. You know,
make
like
people uncomfortable.
That. You yeah. Didn't want to make it like that.
Yeah.
I'm also from a Greenwich of sorts,
oh,
East Greenwich, New Jersey.
Say it right. Is that like a speech impairment or something?
Yeah. No, I just think it's the way that we pronounce it.
Oh, okay.
And it's phonetically correct, so maybe you should check yourself.
Okay. Well, it's nice that you guys
check yourself
out
before
like
you
that.
Wreck yourself.
Period.
Anyway, continue.
I grew up in Greenwich, and I went to school there. I went to a school called Brunswick.
There's a Brunswick, New Jersey. New Brunswick.
Oh, we have so
there's
much
a lot
in common,
of this,
Tyler.
There's a lot. We should hang out after this.
Guys.
You're fun.
Okay.
I like you.
All right.
Oh, sorry. Continue.
Yeah. I got two parents. I got Tom and Elisa, shout out. And I got an older sister named Alexa and a younger brother named Travis.
Hey, Alexa.
Mm. Oh, my God. I didn't
that
know
was awesome.
Hey, Alexa, could you please play the Bechdel test?
That is so good.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, it's
that's
funny because when you hear
too.
That name, it reminds me, it actually reminds me of the that device, that
the
Amazon device.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't even pick
yeah.
up on
yeah.
that. I did not even
yeah.
pick up
on
that.
Does she know that? Is she aware of the Alexa machine?
She's pretty out there. She has no idea. No, she actually, we have like an Amazon Alexa, but we have to call it. You can change its name because we have to call
hey,
it Echo.
Echo.
We have
yeah.
To Echo. Do, yeah. Uh huh.
Because I'm familiar, yeah.
Because we people would say like Alexa and she would like yell from the other room. Like,
that's funny.
What?
I changed my Echo to Echo as well. But
why is that for?
I had a bad experience with an Alexa in my life.
Okay.
So I don't want to get into it right now, but yeah. I just think it really, you know, it colored the rest of my life, and so now I'm uncomfortable.
Hopefully it wasn't my sister. Could have been,
I
guess. I
don't want to get like once again. I don't want to make it awkward for you to
no,
have to.
That's
address.
Hard for
your
me to
sister
mediate.
Is like
we don't want to have
regresses.
Another Steffi situation here.
No.
Oh, no.
No, we do not.
When I was little, my dad insisted on having an Echo in every room so that he could use it as like an intercom system.
Okay.
And so there was one in like all of the bathrooms, all of the kids' rooms. And so that's a
that's
tidbit
like mass,
about my life
mass
for you.
Surveillance.
That's serious. That's
that?
A nanny state.
It's a real panopticon kind of situation.
Ooh,
because
like
he
that.
Was listening. I love that word.
Oh, so good.
Nothing I love more than words.
You know what? People don't talk about it.
People don't talk about
what's
words.
What's your favorite
enough.
Word right now?
Oh my Lord. What's my favorite word right now? There's what is it? Oh, it's one I've been trying to use a lot. Fuck.
Fuck.
Oh,
that's the one. That's the one.
That's hard to use
it's,
sometimes.
It's a hard
you don't
one to
yes.
throw into
like,
conversation.
What is the meaning?
What's the context?
It can be
of
used
it?
In a lot of
it
different
can be used
places.
In a lot of ways. I really like paradigm. That's coming to me
ooh.
Right now.
Oh.
Paradigm. It's
it
just pretty. Paradigm is a word that I often read in text.
Mm. Yes.
Okay, so
you're a paradigm shift.
Good for you, man.
I don't.
I'm an English major.
Okay.
I'm not sure if this is.
I thought he meant like iMessage.
Oh.
I was confused.
Mm. Okay. Well, he doesn't. Obviously, he doesn't read enough.
Yeah, that was kind
it's
of embarrassing.
Of
wait, so Tyler, sister Alexa.
Yes.
What else?
Brother Travis.
Okay.
I got two dogs, Biscuit
okay.
and Bogey.
Well, that's
oh,
precious. Well,
yeah.
Hello.
Just
yeah.
Sounds
I
like
love
you
those.
Have one big happy family.
I have, yes. Well, I have a cat, too.
Oh,
Spidey.
My gosh.
Spidey.
Oh.
It didn't get the B name.
Didn't. No, because the
did
cats
the
have S names and then the dogs have B
what
names.
What are your favorite
there's
things
for B and S? Bull and shit. What happened?
Give your favorite thing about each of your family members.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's
a very
adorable.
Specific thing.
Okay, for my little brother Travis. I'm gonna just call him Little Travis.
Trav.
Little
for
Trav.
For Trav.
Is that a SoundCloud name? Little
Trav?
Trav. Little Trav. He could make that work, I think. He's got a really good sense of humor. He's funny. He can keep up with me.
Oh,
the rest of them can't.
Oh, brother.
Relatable.
My sister is very loving. She is like always. We make fun of her for it, but you'll be like, if there's like five people in a room and there's four chairs, she'll be like, no, 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 please, like I'll stand. Like, no, 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 you don't need to do, no, no, please. Oh, no, it's fine. Oh, we're both standing.
And you're like, fine. Okay.
And then
I'll
sit.
Yeah, as
yeah.
you should.
I think that for both of my parents, they're both so supportive of like what I want to do in life, and that's nice. Like with like, I'm really into film. I want to go into film, and they've always been really supportive with like making that a thing that I could potentially do. And that's really nice. My mom, well, let me think like specific things. My dad is just like a huge like, I don't want to say like cheerleader, but he like honestly, I think he's just always very supportive of me. Hell in yeah. Like a huge way, and very enthusiastic, and always wanted to be involved in all of the things that I do. And my mom is just like, I like rely on her very heavily for everything because she's super like, she's just very organized and can stay very like level headed about a lot of things. Mm. And it's good to like have that kind of in your life.
Shout out stable family life. Am
yeah.
I right?
Yeah. Am it's right? It's good to have. Oh,
oh, we're getting another caller.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Do I answer that's this one? Tone. I feel like the last time. Last
you know,
one was kind
let's
of rude.
We'll try it again. We'll try yeah, it again. We'll try it again.
Well, hopefully this
all okay, content me, is good
me,
content.
Okay, let me answer this then. Okay.
Okay.
Is that hello. Is that the call? Is
hi.
That his, do I just need to hang up on him?
Because I am just like so sick and tired of hearing about this kid Tyler's family.
Why? Why? It's a he's a nice family.
I'm
wait,
sick
and
tired
what's
of it.
What's your name? Who
my
are you?
My name is Rufus.
Rufus. Okay. Okay. Hi.
My nagging wife has been on my ass for so long now.
Okay, this isn't about like. You, I'm sorry.
Do you
have
a question?
Yeah, do we have a question?
What's it like? What's it like to have a nice family?
Tyler, is that for me? I mean, it's good.
I can answer. I mean, it's,
I can't really.
Okay, so oh. Then I guess it's
I'm sorry.
I guess I mean, it's hi Rufus. I'm sorry to hear about your wife.
Yeah.
Well, what is your wife even? What are you complaining about? What does your wife do besides nag? And maybe she's nagging for a reason.
My wife, she doesn't do anything. She sits at home all day. She knits. She buys stuff on the QCTV.
Is that
you guys still have cable?
Yeah.
Congrats.
Okay.
And she is just a real pain in my
behind. What?
I get back from my day at the mine where I work. With a pickaxe.
Okay. Just you. Is it just you?
Coal out of the ground.
One
it's
man
a one-man operation.
Okay,
one
so freelance
wow.
Mining.
These electric vehicles have really impeded our business.
Rufus wanted to DIY it. He wanted to DIY
so
the mine.
So you just go with
and I get back home, and all I want to do is sit in my sofa chair and watch television and drink, God forbid, a beer.
Dude.
What's your favorite beer, may I ask?
My favorite beer?
Is it Bud Light?
It's not going to mean anything to you,
it
Simon.
It was Bud Light. Let's just say
I
that.
I can see where this is going. Okay, Rufus.
Okay, Rufus.
Your wife sounds like really nice, and it's like she's knitting, and I'm sure she knits you things. Like, why are you saying...
But
does she have kids? Like, do you have kids?
Get out of here. Get out.
Can we say hi to her?
This is... It's not her. It's my turn. Bitch
who was that?
My stepson.
I don't want to be on air right now.
Wait, what's the stepson's
Hi.
Name? What's the stepson's name?
My
Hi,
name
little
is
guy.
Rudy. Please and thank you.
Hey, Rudy. How are wait?
Hi, Rudy.
How are you doing?
Hey, Rudy.
Do you like your stepdad?
Do I like my stepdad? Well, is the am I the Pope? No.
I don't. Wait. Last
so
time I checked, you're not the Pope.
Exactly. That means I do not like my stepdad. What is his name? Rufus. What do I call him? Annoying.
You see, that's not right, Rudy. That's not right. That you come on
why
here,
do you guys laugh at that? That's actually very funny. I worked hard on that one.
These are my friends on the phone here. I listen
Rudy,
to their podcast every
Rudy,
time they
I
post.
Thought, Rudy,
thank you, Rufus,
I thought it was a good
I appreciate
one.
That.
Thank you, and I'm going to play my Minecraft now. Well, I actually am successful in the mines, unlike my stepdad.
Okay. Wow!
You know,
yes.
You know, guess where he gets that from? Guess where he gets those comments from? From my nagging wife.
From nagging wife. Okay,
Rudy,
guys, this is a lot of this is a lot of conflict. I think we gotta hang up the phone for both of you. But it was nice having you on.
Sorry,
I would love to get rid of my stepdad. Can
annoying.
You please? What?
That's his name. No, annoying.
Annoying, yes. Thank you for referencing
okay,
something
great,
I said
yeah.
3 minutes
you're
ago.
Bad
thank
influence,
you.
Sophia.
Rudy,
you're bad
Rudy,
influence.
That's called a callback. Actually.
A callback. Well, I'm interested in becoming a comedian, so thank you for
good luck with
material.
That.
Guys, we gotta unemployed. Go.
I appreciate your time.
Guys, the live chat really hates this, actually. Bye-bye. The live chat really hates this. Bye guys. Okay, well, that was fun.
What? Who I don't listens understand. To your guys' podcast?
We have some interesting viewers.
I think Rudy might be a big influence in the live chat because I'm seeing a lot of Minecraft words.
Oh, stuff
in
there.
A lot of lingo so I don't know if he, I don't know. It's just absurd.
It's a lot.
Sorry, you're not.
Who am I?
No, your name's Tyler. Oh. Well, we like to call nice you T. Willie on the streets,
that's
though.
True. The streets love that.
Because his last name is Wilson.
That's okay. Oh, we forgot to mention
and
that.
And so it makes yes. sense. And one thing about T. Willie is that he has red hair.
This is true. I do have red hair.
Hence the freckles.
That's, yes. Yeah. So to paint a full picture for everybody, great. I understand that this is an audio medium.
That's
yes.
true.
So, you know, that's
we have cameras in only select places.
Okay.
The bathroom.
He doesn't yes. know that. He doesn't know about it yet.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
He already used it twice. It's fine. Continue.
I did it. I drank a lot of water today. Belly. I was nervous.
No, we were watching.
Oh. Awesome.
Hey, you don't have to tell us. Wow. And that's a joke because that's actually legal to do.
It's legal to do that?
Illegal to do that. Illegal.
Oh. And you are a grower, I assume.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Just feeling objectified.
So how was it growing up as a crazy redhead?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I would get, you know, made fun of for my freckles sometimes, and I got made fun of for
don't
my
believe it.
Got made fun of for the hair too.
Okay.
I mean,
which one was
and you're
more
the
red?
Only
you're trying to invalidate are you
yes,
that's exactly what I'm trying to do.
I am the only redhead in my family.
Yes, really?
That's what
I was
about
going
to
say.
Ask. Yeah.
Does that ever seem suspicious to
a
you?
A little bit.
Okay.
Well, my dad likes to say that the milkman has red hair, so that's
wow.
a little okay. family humor for
okay.
you all.
Oh, okay.
They're good. They're
see,
good.
Rufus, we can jest. We can have a good time. Doesn't have to be a pain. Like,
yeah,
God
Jesus.
Almighty.
Don't get him to call again, because we don't have enough time
do you think,
for that.
Too much for
do
that.
You think that obstacle, like, informed your comedy?
I think so, yeah, because
yeah?
I've always come from an underdog kind of place in,
okay.
in my comedy. So
how did you
really
feel
to
like...
fight.
Do you feel like it was worse about, like, the bullying was worse about the freckles or the ginger?
I think the ginger stuff was hard. I mean, it was...
Well, because the
National
freckles
Kick
stuff
and ginger
didn't
Day.
Exist,
the
so...
Well, okay, yeah. So Emily is still in denial. And she's actually invalidating people's experiences, which is awesome.
I think she has
this,
a little...
This podcast experience has been really wonderful so far.
Oh,
just
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
being
oh,
verbally
oh, no
accosted.
Problem. No problem. Okay. So you're also the token ginger in Fuzzy Dice.
I am. This is
and
true. I am
true.
The Fuzzy Dice token ginger. Fuzzy Dice being the improv comedy group that I'm a part of.
Which is so incredible.
Yeah, it's
so
incredible. It's fun.
What inspired you to do that? Did you do improv in high school?
I did
as well?
Not do improv in high
okay.
school. No,
were you funny in high school?
I tried to be.
Okay,
that's not what other people say.
Other people
from your high school?
Oh, we have. You did
we've
some
done
polling.
Mario
yeah.
Noble.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
we get into
rude.
It here on the Beckman
I
test.
Bet you do. You guys get your hands dirty.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, what inspired you to join?
For Fuzzy Dice.
For Fuzzy
I mean,
Dice.
I think that I just. I decided that I wanted, like I said, actually, like a going, like genuine answer. I like wanted to. I want to go into film and television. I knew that people who like wrote comedy for a living, like did improv in college, and that was something that I was like, let's do that. And then I auditioned for Fuzzy Dice, and just for Fuzzy Dice, and
killed it.
Literally, have not looked back since.
Killed
it's
it.
Awesome.
I feel like
I
enabled to be able to make it in college. You have to be part of an acapella group. And or an improv group.
That's awesome.
And so that's why we're not there. Making it.
That's
why. Or start a podcast.
Oh! Literally.
Check.
It's thriving.
And so you're also, you run USG Movies.
I do run USG Movies.
Yes,
this
you
is
do.
True.
Will you explain to our listeners?
What that is.
What's USG Movies?
Yeah, of course. So So USG Movies is a part of the undergraduate student government here at Princeton University. Where we all
that's
attend.
That's where we go.
That is where
we
go.
There.
Yeah.
We are, yep. And basically, what the committee does is it puts on free movie screenings at the local theater in town, the Garden Theater. Shout out.
Shout
and
out.
Yeah, we do two screenings a week, always at minimum, and then we will often do additional screenings. We've been doing a lot of advanced screenings. We got Saltburn early.
Oh yeah,
that was a big one. We got
Wholesome.
The Boy and the Heron early.
Oh yeah,
won Oscar.
Now, can I ask how do you are these leads inbound? Like, how do you get these early screenings?
Yeah, you know, it's elbow grease, right? That's really that's what that's
Simon
the answer.
Has that.
Oh, do you know?
Yeah,
that's a condition.
I just don't, once again, I don't want to bring that up on a podcast where people can hear this and then now they have prejudice against
me. Now everybody's going to be listening for your squeaky elbow. Yeah.
Well, I always have stains on my shirts, like where my elbow is. Yeah.
He does.
And people say, oh, that's a cool design. That's a cool pattern. And Emily's mic just came just flying
just off fell of her. Onto my lip. Her. That hurt a lot. And I'm not okay.
Okay.
So moving sorry, back continue. To Tyler.
Yes. Circling back to me.
At the Bechdel test here, we do a, you know, the letterbox top four.
Oh, my I'm goodness.
Sure you know of this.
I am aware.
Wait, no, we didn't finish about the leads.
How oh, the leads. Oh, yeah.
I'm generally curious
so as for the leads. Okay, yeah. No, like, a genuine answer was that we were reached out to by a PR firm for the Saltburn and Boy and Heron stuff, and then they work a lot with Amazon and MGM. So, like, that's who we talk to. They represent films in the, like, greater Philadelphia area, which apparently we fall in. Mm. And then...
I also fall in there.
That's cool.
Where I live.
Okay.
Just wanted to put that out there, and
East,
you can
East
continue.
Greenwich.
And East Greenwich, New Jersey.
That's right. It sounds like nails on chalkboard every time you say that. I just can't get over that. It's awesome.
Okay, so continue.
And then for the A24 connection that we have, where we've been able to screen, like, The Zone of Interest, Problemista, and, like, some other stuff early, we had reached out to them previously, and then they, like, finally, after a little bit, like, have got back in contact with us, and now they've been super responsive and really great, and we've done a lot of screenings with them, and we have more to come.
What would be, like, the biggest, or what would be the dream movie you get?
Oh my gosh, like a dream movie early?
Or advanced screening.
I feel like... What do they have coming up? I feel like A24 has a lot of really good stuff on the docket. I would love to screen... I mean, this movie Civil War by Alex Garland is coming out like in a couple weeks. It would have been really fun to do that early. I don't think we're not going to have the opportunity to do that. The next film we are doing early with them... by the way, I would love to screen like the next Ari Aster movie early.
Oh, yeah.
I like to think of like what movies would be the most fun to see with an audience, because the Princeton student audience is like super... Yeah, they're
crazy.
Very reactive. And like that Ari Aster movie would be like, he did Hereditary, Midsommar, and Beau is Afraid. And his next film, Eddington, has like Pedro Pascal and Emma Stone and Austin
Butler.
We're
getting a call from a super fan.
Wait.
A super fan?
Oh, that's crazy.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Kind of cut me off.
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
Hi. This is Ellie.
Oh, okay. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for calling in.
This is Simon.
I can't believe I'm talking to you right now.
Wait, is this Ellie Diamond?
Yeah.
Oh,
why?
Oh my god. Hi.
Hi, Ellie.
So do you have a question for us, or like, or do you, or Tyler, our guest today? You've been enjoying the podcast so far, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to it every week.
Well, we didn't have
yeah,
one last
we haven't
week.
Had
so
one
for
a
while. Actually, many weeks.
What have you been listening
countless
to?
Countless weeks.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I've been listening to the wrong thing, but I don't know. I mean, like, I just love you guys so much. I just want to hear you.
You're a fan of the idea of podcasts. Like, it's exciting just in general.
Podcasts?
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I love listening to people.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's really
in general,
yeah.
Like, you're really empathetic?
No, I feel people's emotions so deeply. And I feel like just when I hear their voices, like, I can really, I guess it's as if they're sitting next to me in the room.
Okay. I think that's what empathetic means.
Do you have a question or anything?
Yeah, do you have a question? Do you love, like, want to say something about us that you love or?
I mean, I can't really think of anything specific right now. This is just like.
No, please don't.
Oh, are you crying?
No, don't cry. Thank you so much for listening. That's so sweet.
I'm just like, I'm so happy to be on the phone right now.
Is everything going on? Is anything going on in your life that's making you a bit more emotional?
I mean, I'm having a really tough time at home right now. That's not really affecting this right now.
There's a guy named Rufus.
Wait, what's going on?
Yeah. I can relate to that.
My parents, they just don't really understand me. I get home and they say that I'm ugly.
Oh, God.
Sure that's just a phase, Ellie.
Do you think that if you had freckles, your parents would comment
on
that?
They call me the ugly duckling, but
Ellie,
I feel
you're probably,
like
Ellie,
it's not nice to call your kid the ugly
true.
Duckling,
but
because
is it true?
Implying that they're ugly right now, right?
Why would... So, do you have any
siblings
that...
Are you ugly?
are you ugly?
Just being honest.
I mean, I don't think so, but I mean, I get home and they're like, Ellie, you're ugly, like...
Well, didn't they produce you?
Can't hang out.
Yeah, that's kind of an self-insult.
It's a cell phone. It's a cell phone. To be like, you're
also,
ugly.
You hang out
half
with your parents?
Half you. Like, what the hell?
I mean, who else else am I going to hang out with? I don't really have very many friends. I
just, maybe you are ugly.
So maybe you might, you actually might be ugly.
and we're kidding, because Ellie, guess what? All women are beautiful. And it's Women's
Happy
History
Women's
Month.
History
Happy
Month.
Women's History Month.
Notice Ellie. Simon hasn't added anything to that conversation.
Yeah, he really hasn't.
Happy Women's History Month.
That was, he actually had his fingers crossed while he said that.
He wanted the last laugh.
Ellie, are you a fan or not? Can you be on my side here?
I'm not a fan. I fucking hate y'all. Okay?
Oh my god!
Hang up.
How dare you?
Okay, we've had a really strong string of
people. She was just pranking
us. She was a troll.
She was trolling us the whole time. That's she was terrible. Acting as if she had some. Oh,
and now she's gloating in the chat. Now she's just gloating in the chat.
Okay, we did it. God. We did it. God, those
I'm so. She interrupted your talk about USG movies.
Yeah, whatever.
And I'm interested in your top Letterboxd top four.
My Letterboxd top
and
four.
We're gonna do the Bechdel test bottom four.
Okay.
So you're gonna give us your four least favorite movies, or just four that stick out to you as movies that you really
hate. Terrible.
Hate.
Okay, well, I got the letterbox open right now. At okay. Tyler T. Wilson.
At Tyler T. Wilson.
At Tyler T. Wilson.
Please do. Okay, so my first favorite movie is Hercules, the Disney film.
Really?
From 97, yes.
Tell us why.
Wait, this is the movie that made me want to make movies when I was like 4 years old.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Explain why.
I was just I
you
was
saw really, yourself in Hercules.
Yes, well, I'm very Herculean in
well,
terms
true.
Of scale.
Everyone says that.
That's what they've been saying. He is a redhead too, actually. So that's also representation matters, and we
that's
know
true.
This to
that
be true.
That is very
important. We know this to be true. What happened?
But you love Annie.
I actually do love Annie, and I actually have not one, not two, not three, but four Annie the Musical Christmas ornaments that were purchased
the
at the Broadway show. And every
you
Christmas,
see Jamie Foxx?
I have seen that put one too. That one is, she's not a redhead in that one. So that doesn't speak to me as potently.
I love, that was my favorite one.
I'm sure. I like the one with Cameron Diaz singing.
Did you
sing.
Saw
Shut
that?
Up.
Are you okay? Because it's a little distracting.
Sorry, I was trying to sing Annie. I thought
okay,
you liked
well,
that.
Do that on a different
yeah,
episode.
Do that on your own.
By
God.
Yourself. And don't,
sorry.
Don't start your own podcast.
Sorry, God. I'm sorry.
God.
Anyway,
can you go,
Annie. Okay,
so
sorry.
That,
well,
sorry.
Annie
you were inspired,
actually wasn't one of them. Hercules.
Okay.
You were inspired to make movies from Hercules.
Yes, I was, yeah.
Okay.
I
anything
like Greek
specific
myths.
With that? Were you just like, oh, this
it
is
it was like,
really
I
fun.
Was, so I was four. So the so at the time, it was mostly just like, I like movies, like I want to make movies.
Okay.
And Hercules was the one I liked the most. I used to bring it, like, I would take the DVD copy of Hercules and bring it with me to, like, preschool.
Oh.
And that was, like, my, like,
so
little,
you, wait, you were really cool.
Dork. I was,
yeah.
So that's where the bullying started.
Yeah. Yep.
And it really never stopped.
Okay.
My second film in my Letterboxd top four is All That Heaven Allows, directed by Douglas Sirk from 1955.
God, he likes them
all.
This
is a recent... I love
ATHA.
Sorry about it. Better than the other way. What happened?
ATHA.
What is that one?
All That Heaven Allows.
Oh. So is that what the people have been saying?
That's just what I call it.
Okay, that's
Rock Hudson.
Oh, ATHA.
That's true, Rock Hudson, isn't it?
Jane Wyman, am I right?
That's awesome that you just know that off the top of your
head.
Wait,
but that movie's in black and white.
It's not.
Oh.
In fact, it's quite colorful.
Never mind.
It's Technicolor.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's
Hello.
Awesome.
It's actually gorgeous. It's a very good movie. I watched it for the first time over winter break, so it's a recent addition.
Mm. Wow.
I think it's a really good one. It's cool. All
right,
okay,
what's
do you have any,
one?
Like, movies I might know of? Or?
Okay, well, the first one was Hercules.
Hercules.
I feel like people
1990,
know Hercules.
Yuck.
Can't even get that out. Well, the next one is actually is a bit newer.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
2013.
Okay, good.
Her, directed by Spike Jonze.
Oh.
This is a good movie. I
that
like the way it is. I like that. I find it very.
That's the musical artist you just looked up.
Okay.
I just that I tried to watch part. Her on the plane ride home
sure.
from Arkansas.
Okay. Did you
after
know?
Spring break, and it was just it was very. There were some intimate scenes at the very beginning,
sure,
and because
and
I
was
on a plane and there were people around
the plane
me,
is
I
hard.
Had to turn it off.
Yeah. I you never told me this, but I had the exact same experience.
Seriously,
I watched the first 20 minutes and I had to turn
yes,
it off.
Yes, at 20 minutes, it's
on a plane.
On a plane.
That's so weird. What's
it
the
just made
what
me,
is
like,
the, what are the chances of that?
I know.
Look at
oh,
that.
Oh, we weren't together.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the same.
Oh.
We were sharing headphones.
That's what
there
it was.
There you go.
Jesus Christ, you were sitting on the same seat.
So what do you like about her?
You were on his lap. That's
what do you like
awesome.
About her?
I think it's, like, very beautiful. I like how it looks. I like Joaquin Phoenix's performance. I think that it's also just a cool, very cool kind of narrative that, like, Spike Jonze and Sofia Coppola were married, and then they got divorced, and then they both made movies about that divorce, and they both won Oscars for those movies separately.
Wait,
now they both won original screenplay.
Wait, what did Sofia?
Hers was Lost in Translation.
Oh, that's
because Sofia Coppola is the daughter of Francis Ford Coppola, who directed The Godfather.
This little fun fact, if you couldn't figure that out yourself.
I'm gonna make him an offer. He can't refuse.
That's really good.
So I've I've been working on impressions actually.
I'm gonna make him an offer. You can't refuse.
Let's all do it. Emily, go.
I'm gonna make you an offer.
That's not Emily. That's not. You're not even trying.
Emily, you sound like you were.
I thought it was.
No, I was just trying to put my own spin on it, but clearly no one liked it.
I liked it.
Thank you.
It's a modern interpretation of it.
That's a little narcissistic.
T. Willie.
I'm gonna make him an offer. You can't refuse.
Okay. Why is yours so good?
Well, why is
it's just.
Well, Simon wants to go, so let's give Simon the chance to go.
Listen here. I'm going to make him an offer, okay? You hear this? You see this?
So this one has a nervous tick.
He cannot refuse. Right.
It's awesome.
Can I tell you something? Over winter break, I went on a Godfather tour in Sicily.
Really?
And that was cool.
That's cool.
Did you
see the place where they blew up the car?
So I wasn't actually in that part of Sicily.
Okay.
But I was in a different part, and we saw the cafe.
It?
We saw a cafe in the church where the people got married.
Where in Sicily did you go?
I can't remember actually.
She can't reveal.
That's cool.
Actually,
it's top secret.
I don't want to get what do the YouTubers get?
They doxed.
I don't want to get doxed. I don't want
that makes sense.
Doxed.
I don't want me in 2023 to get doxed back then. So
that's okay.
Time travel.
I see.
Last one. What's the movie?
The Seventh Seal, directed by Ingmar Bergman. This is from 1957.
Jesus. Okay,
I feel like you just want to be that guy.
I'm actually just really cool. He's and have seven, cool.
What is
he's
it called? The Seventh
Seals? The Seventh... It's about seven seals, and they just hang out in a zoo together, and they're like, what is happening? And then one of them accidentally knocks their beach ball out of the exhibit, and then they are just...
Oh.
Now they have to band together an unlikely crew of seven seals
the penguins,
to find it.
The penguins in Happy Feet, so cute.
They are cute.
The main penguin.
That's. I feel like you're a
bit...
Wait,
say that word.
What's his name?
Say the name of that bird.
Penguin.
You're struggling.
That's not what you said.
You didn't say that.
Penguin.
You said penguin.
I say penguin. Because we're from the south.
We're from the south.
As Northeasterners from different Greenwiches.
Penguin.
Penguin.
You say penguin.
Penguin.
Thankfully... That despite the difference in our pronunciations of the word Greenwich, we can kind of find common ground in a lot of ways.
Exactly.
One of them being that you guys just cannot pronounce the word penguin.
Yes.
Well,
they also, actually, Simon also can't pronounce my name correctly.
Ooh,
Emily.
Let's hear that.
Italy.
I say Emily sometimes.
Okay.
She fucking ridicules me.
Emily. Okay, now Bechdel's bottom four.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Okay, four movies that I just don't like.
That you just don't.
You just don't like.
Are we mocking me again?
Yes, that's exactly awesome. What I'm doing.
I'm glad
you're
that that's become
bullying.
A trend.
It's fine.
This is true, as we've established.
I'm really upset that my...
Okay, my film's lowest rating first. Cats was really bad.
Oh,
I mean, that's a basic
yeah.
answer, but I mean, I watched that out of pure
but
curiosity
some...
and love for Taylor Swift, and it was just nothing.
There were some movies though that are so bad that they're good.
Yeah, Cats is not.
Cats
bad.
Is not one of them. I thought it was so bad that it was
really.
Good.
I like
yes.
James
I thought
Gordon
Cats
in there.
Was so bad that I wanted to put my head in a gas.
It was so bad, but I left it and I got inspired to come up with my own dance with my friend Brody. Oh. Called the Mungo Jerry.
And now you wear cat costumes just around.
That's why he wears
that's
a tail
awesome.
Everywhere.
Just around.
Oh,
yeah. It's poking out right now. Can you see
the
it?
The tail?
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable looking there.
I don't want to look under the table
I don't feel
your,
comfortable looking
tail.
There.
Hey, I want you to take a peek.
You put your tail in my hand, it'll look bigger. Okay, let's see. What's next?
Yuck.
Okay. I want to give, like, good answers, like movies that people think are good and that I really dislike.
Hot takes.
But I feel like and we need four of them.
You don't need four.
Okay.
If you want to, let's do three.
Okay.
Or even two.
Well,
or even two.
Or
actually,
just go
let's,
with
let's
kind
stop
of
the fucking
the
podcast.
Hell.
Let's call it quits.
We're done. In fact,
cut.
Take the one back that I already said.
Yeah.
Well, this is a movie I didn't like. It's called Blonde. It's the Ana de Armas film.
Marilyn Monroe.
Directed by Andrew Dominik about Marilyn Monroe. This was a movie that I actually wrote a really long review for.
Oh,
but I
some has extra time.
But it was, just not really up to much. And, I watched this. The reason I bring this up is because A, it's not a good movie, but B, I also did watch it on an airplane. Except unlike the two of you, I'm not a coward, and I didn't turn it off.
There you go.
And I was sat next to my little brother and my dad. And this is a movie that's Trav. It is actually rated NC-17. So I was. You know,
they have to find out sometime. Up there.
Exactly.
They
have to find
out sometime.
They, you know what? It's everybody has it. You gotta learn it.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know
that
what
was the moment.
You're talking about.
Just it. The, yeah.
But.
Yeah.
They have movies. Everybody has movies.
Everyone has movies.
That's true.
What else is really bad? There's a movie Weird Science that my parents made me watch during COVID. They loved it from the 80s. It's a John Hughes film, and I really had a really bad time with that. Was not a fan. I guess this one is a hot take. This will be my fourth. The Scooby-Doo live-action film from 2002, the one with the good cast.
I get it.
I watched that two Halloweens ago. And I was expecting, you know, to enjoy it, to have a little bit of fun. People post about it on social media like it's good. And it was miserable.
No,
it was
I think it's visually one of the worst things I've ever seen in my
entire
life.
Yeah, it's an abomination.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
and that is Tyler's... Bechdel test bottom four.
That's Tyler's Bechdel test bottom four.
You guys have bottom four.
The chat was really.
I hope everybody was really interested.
They were really requesting it, and
I've seen tons of smiley faces in the chat.
That's gonna speak to the masses, I think.
And I think it's actually.
I think it might be time.
I think it's actually time.
It's time.
Wow. It feels like
it's
we just started.
Time. It feels, guys.
Oh my god.
Time flies when you're having
callers.
Fun.
I'm so happy to be back. I don't know about you guys, but this. I just feel like a new woman, and I feel. Like me again at the same time.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Okay.
Thank you for being vulnerable.
I think no problem. I think this callers thing was fun and also going live. What do y'all think?
Yeah. Oh, I loved it.
And really just say in the chat how much you liked the episode. Rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. Thank you.
Oh, so many 11. Oh,
Rudy,
11, 12.
Rudy, you can't rate zero. I did not say zero in the chat.
Thank you guys for being so kind to me.
Rudy.
Thank you so much, Tyler.
Tyler, do you want to shout out anything for yourself?
Oh God, come to Fuzzy Dice shows if you're down to clown.
And USG movies.
Actually, this is the thing. Yes, I have two Instagram accounts. I'm going to promo, which is at Foozy Dice, FOOZYDICE.
Do you run that?
Okay.
I don't run the Instagram. Shout out Shivani, our screenager. She runs the Instagram. Shout out Dane, who does pub. He's going to make the things that we post.
Shout out. Great.
We have a show called Baker's Dozen coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's awesome. So be there or be square.
Where and when?
You know, 40,000 people.
Whitman Theater.
40,000 people are going to come.
And you know what?
Oh,
40,000 people have a guaranteed good time coming up next
great.
Week.
Oh!
We have, March 28th and March 30th, Whitman Theater, 9 p.m.
You should have named it the Ides of March.
Oh.
That would be at the end
of
March,
so that's
Baker's, not the
it's
Ides
called
of March.
Baker's Dozen because they're not 12 of us. Yeah, that would be a dozen, so.
So they have a baker's dozen people.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, Tyler, it was such a pleasure having...
Wait,
oh
and
my
the
God.
Second Instagram is at PrincetonUSG movie.
There you go.
It's really great, actually.
And that's where we post what's being screened. So
and I'm going to the movie tonight, actually.
Are you really?
I'm very
Driveaway
excited.
Dolls.
Driveaway Dolls.
Mm, directed by Ethan Coen, class of 1979.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
Look who knows his facts. Look who knows his facts.
Oh.
Hey, well, guys.
Well, that's about it.
Sorry, I'm sick.
She's dying.
Sorry. Guys, it was such... Oh, my God. It's so good to be back. So nice to have you, Tyler.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tyler.
Tyler.
I hope it was fun.
Thank you to our fans. Wonderful. Sorry, listeners. We don't... Sorry,
and
listeners
fans,
and fans.
Fans.
We'll see you back here at another time, and we love you. And hey,
I love you.
Stay safe out there, guys.
I, Emily Driver, love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.